Now, back to Kozolani. Here's Warren Stewart again.
One of the most strikingly modern features of the Psalms is the florid writing for all eight parts. Not only do you have fancy music for the sopranos, but also for the altos and the low basses, and sometimes everyone's singing quite florid music all at once. The high level of virtuosity that Kozolani demands from her ensemble may have been the result of a group of women who sang together daily for their entire lives, knew each other extremely well, ate all their meals together, and had a very compatible musical education, so they all thought about music similarly. It's not surprising that the result would be this kind of music which demands not only very highly skilled performers, but very sympathetic and cooperative kind of music making. Another distinctive feature of Kozolani's compositional style is her use of chromatic inflections, like blue notes, black key notes in essentially white key music. She often uses chromatic inflection to underline a particularly emotional word, as in the word peccatorum, referring to sins, in the motet Surgamus Omnes. Kozolani's music deserves to be heard and performed not only because she's one of the most gifted female composers from the 17th century, but because she's one of the finest composers of all time.
We'll conclude now with Kozolani's Magnificat. My soul doth magnify the Lord.